Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome back to I Am Live. My name's Charles Detoy, and what I want to share with you this evening in our tech discussion is something that I think is of vital importance, as it is something that was taking place with someone that's very close and dear to me. So we see now that the European Union is moving in on places like Google and Apple and Samsung to see if they can sort out fake apps and fake caller IDs and stuff like that, because we are getting scammed, and we are getting scammed out of a lot of money. Now, a friend of mine was scammed out of a massive amount of money in the not too distant past, right? Rather recently. And what I thought was worthwhile is, let's have a conversation, see if we can share some pointers that you need to look out in your everyday being for you, in order for you not to fall prey to a scam. Okay, so the one thing that I want you to realize, the one thing, this is the main thing, and it's in all scams, no matter where, what it is, if it's a deposit in a house or on a car, or someone that wants you to pay money or whatever the case might be. This is the one thing they all do. They are all in a hurry. The moment someone starts pressuring you and say, you need to pay now, before this ends, pay now, you need to pay money, why aren't you paying the money? You need to have a red light going on in the back of your mind saying, scam, scam, scam. The moment somebody tries to rush you and say, listen, this, we're on a deadline, you need to start moving, you need to get that money into this account, you know, I beg your pardon, you know it is a scam. That's one of the first ways they do. So whenever someone's phoning you, and now we've got Truecaller and it shows this Truecaller identity, but I've had phone calls from the APSA fraud department phoning me saying, like, listen, there's fraudulent accounts or suspicious transactions and they need my details. Don't ever, 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 ever give your details. I can't say this enough. I wish I could say it to you 1,000 times in the next hour or so. Don't ever give your details. Don't. So what you do, and again, this is first-hand experience, what I saw with someone. Luckily, I don't have copious amounts of money, so they won't be bothering me necessarily. But they phone you from APSA fraud department, and they tell you, like, listen, this is your name, and you're like, yeah, because that's sort of easy to find. And then they say, there's a suspicious transactions taking place in your account. What you then do is listen properly. You need to do the following. You tell them, thank you so much, I will phone you back in 2 minutes. Then they're going to tell you, but we need to stop this transaction now, Mr. Detoy. We need to stop it because they're trying to steal your money. Hang up. Hang up the phone. Then what you do is you phone the fraud department from which they said they are calling. In my case, it was APSA, right? They said they phoned APSA. They're from APSA's fraud department. I phoned APSA and said, listen, my name is CF Detoy, and apparently there's fraudulent or there's suspicious transactions on my account. They take down, they then open up my account and say, listen, you need to do a security check, which they do, which is random, but they do a security check, always automated, not a person on the other side. And then they tell you, like, listen, no, there's no transactions on your account. Meaning what that person will do is they will ask you a question. When it's a scam person, right, they will ask you a question with minor details wrong in order for you to actually correct them. Because it's so close to the truth that you think it is the truth, and you correct them to a degree, and then they've got all your details. They will give you your ID number, but the wrong month, right? Because that's the part that's usually blocked out in emails, and to protect your privacy, actually. They will give the wrong month, and then they will see, ah, no, wait, and then you correct it. No, it's not, my birthday is not in September, it's in October. And then they're like, aha, thank you, we've got the rest of your ID number now. Please listen to me when I say the following. Don't give details to people asking details. when they phone you from a cell phone company and say, listen, I'm going to send you a one-time PIN. You need to read me that one-time PIN. Don't ever, 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 ever read that one-time PIN. I want to reiterate what I said right at the beginning, how to identify a scam. If they are in a rush to get your money, chances are they're trying to scam you.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.